We're here at Seminole Harley-Davidson with the sales manager, Gino DeMoro. And Gino, about 10% of all riders of motorcycles are women, and that number has grown dramatically in the last decade. The largest share of the market for women's bikes is Harley-Davidson. Why do you think women are so attracted to Harley-Davidson bikes?
Well, Harley-Davidson, in my opinion, is one of the strongest brands in the world because we can take a Harley-Davidson model and accessorize it to fit any person's build and riding preferences, basically.
What are some of the features or design differences between bikes for men and women?
Well, the women, they a lot of times feel more comfortable with pullback handlebars, which makes it easier for their reach. Also, seat adjustments and different seat types that bring them lower to the ground or maybe closer to the handlebars. We also do a lot of suspension modifications to lower the suspension for their leg height to fit them perfectly. Like I said, with a Harley, they can take the model that's closest, that they like the best, and modify it to fit them like a glove.
When they do come in, do women like to buy pink bikes, or do they like to come in and buy leather accessories? What is it that sets them apart?
We've had some in cases come in and buy pink motorcycles. We don't sell pink motorcycles, but we do have a paint company that will paint it any color that they like. As far as leather accessories, yes, they do. We have a wide range and a full line of our motor clothes department that caters to women, from everything from tops to bottoms, women jeans, boots, riding gloves, you name it. We have the same amount for women as we do for men.
What percentage of your customers in this dealership are women?
Like you said earlier, the old percentage was about 10%. We've seen that grown dramatically. We think it's more like 25% because I believe women are very independent and want to ride independently from their spouses or boyfriends. We just sold recently a 18-year-old female a motorcycle, and she was on a Sportster and came in and purchased it herself. And a month ago, we sold a 77-year-old woman a very large touring bike, a Street Glide, that she traded off of a few-year-old Dyna. We thought that was pretty remarkable.
Do you have any women on your sales team?
We do. We do have a woman salesperson, a sales associate. She's been with us for several years, does an excellent job.
Do women often ask, can I have a female sales? Do they feel more comfortable, or do they think that woman may know more about what they're interested in, or do they not care? They're interested in the bike.
I would agree with you on the latter part. I don't think they care. We do have our female associate does work with a lot of women, so maybe they do ask for them, but we do have the rest of our sales department, which are gentlemen that do sell to women. I think they're more interested in the motorcycle that they're buying versus who's helping them, and that also has to do with how knowledgeable your staff is. We have a very knowledgeable staff.
When a woman customer comes in, what kind of questions does she ask, and what is the approach that would be best for that woman?
Well, we don't approach it different than if a gentleman was purchasing a motorcycle. Some men need customization to a motorcycle just like women do, and everybody comes in all shapes and sizes. So the approach is the same. Again, we try to match the motorcycle to what they want and all the parts as far as moving handlebars, like I said earlier, and seats and suspension modifications to fit them like a glove regardless. A motorcycle, Harley-Davidson, I like to say, is a lot like a Lego set. You can pretty much make it look however you want to, make it one of a kind and fit you like a glove, which no other manufacturer can compete with.
Riding is pretty dangerous. The fatalities for a biker are about 6 times what they are for a motor driver in an accident. What do you do with your customers when you sell them a bike? Do you ask them what their record is, whether they have insurance, whether they have a license? Do you have any legal responsibility for sending them out on the road?
Safety is the number one important thing with our company. We do check driver's license on everybody. We do make sure when they're riding that they do have a motorcycle endorsement. As far as safety, to take another level, we offer the Rider's Edge safety class, basic rider's course, which is in our Harley-Davidson dealership, that a customer can come in that wants a ride and go through the full course. The Rider's Edge instructors are top-notch, and that helps out a lot, and they can learn how to ride from there. We do check insurance cards, make sure they have, and we do have binders faxed into our dealership whenever they purchase a motorcycle, especially if it's finance. And also, like I said, check their licenses. It's mandatory in every motorcycle deal that we do, check their licenses.
When they purchase the bike, do you take them out for a safety check or check of the equipment?
Absolutely. We do 2 different inspections. We do a pre-delivery inspection, which is when the motorcycle reaches our dealership. We do an inspection to make sure it's in top riding condition and there's no issues. Also, when the motorcycle is sold, when it's being delivered to the customer, which the customers take a physical delivery of it, we do go through an inspection and a familiarization type of instruction thing that we do with them. So make sure they understand how to work the motorcycle and all the features, turn signals, high beams, radio system, etc. Make sure they're completely on board before they drive off.
Now, we know that Florida has eliminated its mandatory helmet requirement in 2000, and we've seen a death rate increase of about 25% with people not wearing their helmets. Do you encourage your customers to have helmets? And I assume you sell them, but do you encourage them to wear helmets?
Absolutely, we do. We actually give a generous discount to all motorcycle purchasers. Actually, it's for the first 30 days, so they could pick out which one they want. But we do a 20% discount of all helmets in stock to encourage the riding with the Department of Transportation approved helmet. I ride with a helmet, and we are strong advocates of everybody who ride with helmets. All of our employees as well must have a helmet on when they ride our dealership motorcycles. Women riders are a huge part of our business, and we enjoy working with them. And I think in the years to come, in the near future, you're going to see a lot more women riding than even what they are now. That number's grown. I think it's going to grow even more.
Thank you very much, Gino. Appreciate it.